practices and interviews with top-notch musical artists,
and detailed information.
You're listening to Back in the USSR.
Да здравствует 60-я годовщина Великой Октябрьской социалистической революции. Да здравствует героический советский народ и его доблестные вооруженные силы. Слава Коммунистической партии Советского Союза, руководящей и направляющей силе советского общества. Ура!
De quoi nous nourrir. Nous pouvons dépasser même notre production. Malheureusement, par manque d'organisation, nous sommes encore obligés de tendre la main pour demander des aides alimentaires. Ces aides alimentaires qui nous bloquent, qui nous inspirent, qui installent dans nos esprits cette habitude, ces réflexes de mendiant, d'assister.
Upper Volta, 1983. Thomas Sankara is brought to power by a coup supported by one of the poorest peoples on our planet. Behind a military uniform and a Marxist discourse, Africa discovers a young and dynamic leader, ready to put his innovative ideas at the service of his fellow citizens. Thomas Sankara gives a new name to his country, Burkina Faso, which means the land of upright men.
Il y en a qui demandent, mais où se trouve l'impérialisme? L'impérialisme, regardez dans vos assiettes, quand vous mangez, les grains de riz, de maïs, de mil importés, c'est ça l'impérialisme, n'allez pas plus loin.
Little by little, Sankara takes his country out of misery, achieves food self-sufficiency, but clashes with the French who want to keep control over their former colonies. Above all, they want to avoid by all means that Sankara's ideas spread throughout the region.
La France ne comprend pas l'Afrique. Et il est grand temps qu'elle la comprenne.
Qui ici ne souhaite pas que la dette soit purement et simplement effacée? Celui qui ne le souhaite pas, il peut sortir, prendre son avion et aller tout de suite à la Banque mondiale payer. Tous nous souhaitons.
Thomas Sankara is attacked by those in the north as well as in the south who benefit from Africa's underdevelopment. His closest collaborator, Blaise Compaoré, with the support of foreign powers, will betray him. Killed for his ideas, Thomas Sankara has become the African Che in the eyes of African youth today.
Pour le grand combat patriotique, pour l'avenir radieux de notre pays, la patrie ou la mort, nous vaincrons.
Imperialism, down with it. Imperialism, down with it. Neocolonialism, down with it. Racism, down with it. Puppet regimes, down with them. Glory to the people. Dignity to the people. Power to the people. Homeland or death, we will win. Homeland or death, we will win. Thank you, comrades. You're listening to Back in the USSR on CFRU 93.3 FM. I am Siegfried. And those were the opening lines of one of the Burkinabe revolutionary Thomas Sankara's most famous speeches, which he delivered before a crowd of 500 people at the Harriet Tubman School in Harlem in New York City back in October 3rd, 1984. That event was organized by the Patrice Lumumba Coalition, an organization named after another great African revolutionary leader, Patrice Lumumba, who, like Sankara, struggled to build international solidarity with the peoples of Africa in their fight against European and Western colonialism. And the clip you heard at the beginning of the show was from the documentary Thomas Sankara, The Upright Man, and it's a pretty good introduction to who this remarkable man was, what he stood for, and what he was able to achieve for his people during his 4 years as president of the West African nation of Burkina Faso from 1983 to 1987. And we also had a musical tribute to him from the reggae artist Alpha Blondie, his song Sankara. And, you know, one of many, many, many musical tributes to this revolutionary. As you'll see, Thomas Sankara's example as a revolutionary leader who fought against colonialism, imperialism, capitalism, and racism remains absolutely, absolutely relevant today and contains lessons for us all as to what liberation means and what is necessary to achieve it in a world that remains dominated by an exploitative and unjust system that keeps billions of people under its boot heel. As I've said before on this show, colonialism really is a disease that sucks the life out of those that it oppresses. Before the presidency of Thomas Sankara, his country did not even have its own name, instead bearing the old French colonial title of Upper Volta. Even though it was nominally independent, by the 1960s, the country's economy and political system remained geared towards the needs of France and multinational corporations and business interests. The people lived in desperate poverty and illiteracy and faced regular famines and disease epidemics. Colonial oppression thus remained a cruel fact on the ground, as it did throughout Western Africa. So when Thomas Sankara took power in 1983 in a revolutionary uprising and embarked on a revolutionary journey that would inspire and empower millions of colonized and formerly colonized peoples all over Africa and beyond, he demonstrated his intentions to liberate his people from the cruelties of colonialism by renaming his country Burkina Faso. Literally, the land of upright men. And before I go on, I do want to go into another musical tribute to Thomas Sankara, just to demonstrate once again just how much a part of the culture in West Africa this man still is. Please stay tuned to Back in the USSR.
Une chanson pour le capitaine Thomas Isidore Jean-Noël Sankara. Est-ce que tu vas au Congo? On te parle de Lumumba. Est-ce que tu vas en Côte d'Ivoire? On te parle de Nana Boye. Si tu vas down in Ghana, on te parle de Kwame Nkrumah. Pourquoi chez moi, il n'en me fasse. On ne parle pas de Sankara. Pourquoi chez moi, il n'en me country. On ne parle pas de Sankara. Et pourtant, il fait partie du patrimoine de ce pays. Et pourtant, il fait partie des bâtisseurs de Mama Africa. Si tu vas en Éthiopie, on te parle de cela, c'est Aïcha. Si tu vas au Mali, on te parle de Modibo Keïta. Si tu vas down in South Africa, on te parle de Biko et Mandela. Pourquoi chez moi, il n'en est pas. On ne parle pas du capitaine. Pourquoi chez moi, il n'en est pas. On ne parle pas de Sankara. Et pourtant, il fait partie des diffuseurs Maman Africa. Et pourtant, il fait partie des freedom fighters pour la cause de Maman Africa.
Listening to Back in the USSR here on 93.3 FM CFRU. That was the Burkinabe reggae artist Skamsk Leja. And the song was Thomas Sankara, you know, named for Thomas Sankara, a tribute to him. And that was actually a live performance that was given by him, by Skamsk Leja. I think in 2011, like the video of him performing, I believe he is like in a shanty town on the edge of Ouagadougou, which is the capital city of Burkina Faso, and he's just singing with a bunch of like local people. you know, and just, you know, paying tribute to Thomas Sankara, and they just come out and they're like, and they're clapping, they're singing along and all this, right? And it's just, you know, it shows just, once again, like I said before, the impact that Burkina Faso had on, you know, the spirits of people in, not just in Burkina Faso, but in Western Africa and beyond. You know, the impact that this man had was really immense. And like I said before, before I played that song, he literally changed the name, took away the colonial name that his country was known as, and renamed it. You know, so now, okay, we're going to give it a new name. Now this country is truly independent. It's truly going to act in a way that is, the people are going to determine their own future now. It's going to break away from colonialism. It's going to free itself from the yoke of colonialism, and it's going to forge a new path. And we're going to have to form a new name to signify that. Now, and just to clarify, just in case you don't know, when they say "La patrie ou la mort, nous vaincrons," that means homeland or death, we will win. And that's something that Thomas Sankara said a lot, and it was really part of the anti-colonial struggle he was engaged in, as you'll see. And Thomas Sankara, who himself was only 33 years old when he became the president of his country after the revolution of August 4th, 1983, Thomas Sankara was born in 1949 when France still ruled over what was then called Upper Volta, along with much of Western Africa. You know, most of Western Africa was under French rule in the middle of the 20th century. And he was the third child of one of the few Africans who was then employed in the French colonial administration. So he was able to attend the Kadiogo Military Academy, which was one of the few schools in Upper Volta where African youths could gain a high school education in the 1960s. And he became a soldier based on that. And as a soldier, he continued his training in Madagascar, where as a young man, he witnessed the mass demonstrations and strikes by tens of thousands of workers and students that toppled the government there in 1972. And witnessing the scale and power of this popular mobilization had a profound effect on him. And it was also in Madagascar where Sankara began to, he began reading Marxist literature, which he continued doing during his subsequent stay in Paris in the late 1970s while undergoing training as a paratrooper in France. And then back in Upper Volta, when he returned to his own country, he joined in with other progressive-minded military officers and soldiers who rejected the oppressive conditions in their homeland, which was still a very much a colonized place. I mean, France continued to dominate Upper Volta, which was really a country that was independent in name only, and where landlords, businessmen, tribal chiefs, and corrupt politicians worked hand in glove with Paris in a neo-colonial arrangement to maintain Western political and economic domination over the former European colonies in West Africa. But on August 4th, 1983, in tandem with anti-government street demonstrations, 250 soldiers, led by Captain Blaise Campare, who was at that time a close ally of Sankara, marched from a nearby military base to the capital, Ouagadougou, and the unpopular regime of Jean-Baptiste Ouédraogo was overthrown. And Sankara became the president of the new National Council of the Revolution. And over the next 4 years that Thomas Sankara was in power, this new revolutionary government organized peasants, workers, and students to carry out deep economic and social changes throughout society that really broke the power of the neo-colonial elites and empowered formerly oppressed people to exercise real self-determination for the first time since colonization had been imposed on the region by the French Empire in the 19th century. Mineral wealth was nationalized and taken away from multinational mining companies so that it could be used for public works and for national development. Farmland was nationalized, redistributed, and support was provided to peasant farmers in order to make the country self-sufficient in food production. And through these policies, wheat production was increased from 1,700 kilograms per hectare to 3,800 kilograms per hectare, thus removing the country from its former dependence on food aid. 1 million trees. 1 million, not 1 million trees, I'm looking at the figure wrong. It's actually 10 million trees. 10 million trees were planted and irrigation projects initiated to increase agricultural production, put a stop to environmental degradation, and halt the expansion of the Sahara Desert, which had become a real problem by that time. Massive immunization campaigns and the introduction of free public health care countrywide had the effect of cutting infant mortality in half and allowed the country to eliminate or dramatically reduce many of the preventable diseases that so many of its people had been needlessly suffering from because of poverty and underdevelopment before the revolution. In particular, In particular, 2,500,000 children were vaccinated against meningitis, yellow fever, and measles. Mass literacy programs were begun and public education programs put in place for every man, woman, and child. Millions of people received an education for the first time in a country that had previously had a 92% illiteracy rate before 1983. You know, just huge changes. Concrete steps were taken to emancipate and empower women, systemically breaking down the patriarchal barriers that had kept them from taking part in public life, working, and being able to live with dignity and equality. Female genital mutilation was outlawed, along with forced marriages and polygamy. Public works programs for building schools, housing, roads, and railways were put into place to improve infrastructure, as well as to ensure full employment for working people. But the Burkinabe Revolution wasn't only about empowering the people of Burkina Faso itself and breaking free from the legacy of colonialism and oppression in West Africa. Thomas Sankara was an internationalist who aligned his country with those fighting oppression and exploitation throughout Africa and worldwide, demonstrating his solidarity with other peoples time after time. He stood with the people of Western Sahara against the occupation of their country by Morocco and led a successful fight to gain Sahrawi representation in the Organization of African Unity, which is the predecessor of the African Union. He played a leading role in organizing support in Africa and worldwide for the struggle against the apartheid regime in South Africa. He likewise supported the Palestinian people and their struggle to liberate themselves from Israeli settler colonialism. He campaigned for the cancellation of the crushing debt burden imposed on African and third world countries by Western banks and governments, calling for a united front of African countries to repudiate this debt, arguing that the poor and exploited of the world were under no obligation to repay money to the rich and exploiting. He spoke in Harlem and New York City to show his support for the struggle of African Americans against racist oppression in the United States. He stood in solidarity with revolutionary struggles in South and Central America, visiting Cuba in 1984 and 1986 respectively, and Nicaragua in 1986, where he spoke on behalf of all the international guests at a 200,000 strong mass rally marking the 25th anniversary of the founding of the Sandinista National Liberation Front. And in Burkina Faso, Sankara championed the democratic participation of workers, peasants, and youth in all aspects of social and political life, setting an example that endures to this day. In August of 1987, speaking on the fourth anniversary of the revolution, he said, quote, "The democratic and popular revolution needs a convinced people, not a conquered people. A convinced people, not a submissive people, passively enduring their fate." You know, he wanted the people to be empowered. He wanted people to take control of their own affairs, exercise self-determination in a meaningful way. And this democratic empowerment was particularly notable with regard to what it did for women in Burkina Faso. Sankara's government became the first in Africa to include women in top cabinet positions, while large numbers of women held public office, something unprecedented in the history of the region. Sankara called for the establishment of new social relations that would upset, quote, "the relations of authority between men and women, forcing each to rethink the nature of both." He went on to say that, quote, "the revolution and women's liberation go together. We do not talk of women's emancipation as an act of charity or because of a surge of human compassion. It is a basic necessity for the triumph of the revolution. Women hold up the other half of the sky." So Thomas Sankara transformed his country in so many ways. You know, really just turned everything on its head. You know, empowered the people. You know, people who had been downtrodden, broken down by colonialism. He raised them up. He empowered them to take control of their own affairs, exercise their own control of their own destiny, exercise self-determination. He supported people doing that all over the world. And because of this, we know that leaders who do this, progressive leaders, revolutionary leaders who do this, are then end up in the crosshairs of those political forces and those economic forces in the world that want to maintain the status quo, want to maintain capitalism, colonialism, imperialism, and all these forces that dominate and crush people all over the world. On October 15th, 1987, Thomas Sankara's former ally and close collaborator, Blaise Compaoré, led a coup against his former friend that was backed by the French and by other Western governments. Sankara and 12 of his closest supporters were assassinated. The Burkinabe revolution was brought to an end, and a Western-backed neoliberal regime was imposed on the country. 1 week before his assassination, Sankara declared in a statement eerily similar to the one made by Black Panther leader Fred Hampton before his own assassination years earlier, that, quote, "while revolutionaries as individuals can be murdered, you cannot kill ideas." And this statement should be kept in mind, for the fire that Thomas Sankara lit in the hearts and minds of African youth with his message of dignity and hope could never be extinguished. And so when Blaise Compaoré, the traitor who continued to rule Burkina Faso for decades after the coup, in which he had murdered his former friend, you know, and dismantling Sankara's progressive social programs and reimposing capitalism and neoliberal austerity on his people at the behest of the World Bank and IMF, when Blaise Compaoré tried to extend his 27-year term in office even further, in 2014, he was met with the popular rage of a people who had had enough. In the 2014 Burkinabe uprising, this usurper, this puppet of the West and betrayer of the aspirations of his own people, was overthrown in a popular uprising and forced to flee the country in disgrace. The masses of the Burkinabe people remembered and remained inspired by the example of Thomas Sankara, you know, the upright man, the revolutionary. And they also remembered Kampare as the one who betrayed their revolution and sold out the country for his own private gain. And they hated him for that. You know, they respected Thomas Sankara. They still drew inspiration from Thomas Sankara, but they hated Blaise Compaoré. They remembered what he did. And really what he continued doing all those years after the coup in 1987. You know, the people knew who their real heroes were. And again, Burkina Faso, home to some of the most impoverished people in the world, showed the way and showed what can be achieved when, as Thomas Sankara used to say, the people stand up. Millions of people throughout Africa were inspired by the uprising that took place in Burkina Faso in October 2014. And many Western-aligned puppet rulers across the continent were left quaking in their shoes, you know, shaking in their shoes, terrified of the power of the people and that the uprising might spread to their own lands and threaten their rule. December 21st, 2019 would have been Thomas Sankara's 69th birthday had he lived. A revolutionary Marxist, feminist, Pan-Africanist, and president of revolutionary Burkina Faso from 1983 to 1987. He was also an accomplished guitarist and wrote the new national anthem of Burkina Faso himself while being friends with Afrobeat legends like Fela Kuti. And major West African musicians. You know, perhaps it's no real surprise that there are so many musical tributes to him from so many different artists, you know, to this day. Thomas Sankara knew how to live. He knew how to live. That's really what I want to stress here tonight. He knew how to live. And he empowered so many others by his example. So I say, rest in power, comrade. You will never be forgotten. When the people stand up, imperialism trembles. Please stay tuned to Back in the USSR.
Les bonnes choses ne durent pas, les grands hommes aussi. Qu'ils viennent de Durban ou du royaume aussi. Ce n'est pas un fait nouveau depuis l'époque du Messie. Les hommes trop lucides sont ciblés, génocide. Le système n'aime pas ceux qui ont un sixième sens, car ils sont supposés avoir un troisième œil. On ne fera pas le deuil de ceux qui ont osé dire au péril de leur vie, refuser de mentir au nom de la dignité de la masse. Oppression des menaces, tenir le même discours, ça ne coupe pas les rues. Les hommes de cette carrure, ces hommes qui bravent tout sans armes et sans armure. Imagine la Turquie sans Ankara. Ça en dit long, n'est-ce pas, je pense à Sankara. Les cerveaux du continent sont victimes de mascarades, victimes de balances qui s'en masquerodent. Sauvagement éliminé, l'Occident est tombé bas. Mais Patrice, ne t'en fais pas, l'Afrique ne t'oublie pas. Resteront éternels ceux qui mourront au combat. Indépendant comme le nom de son journal, il voulait qu'à son peuple il ne soit fait aucun mal. Norbert Zongo, c'est pour toi que ma plume vibre. Parti violemment pour avoir voulu une presse libre. Que vos âmes reposent en paix, que la terre vous soit légère. Contrairement à ce qu'il voulait, bourreau vous immortalise. On priera pour vous dans les mosquées, dans les églises. Je poursuis mon listing. Che Guevara, Gandhi, Luther King. Dans nos mémoires resteront toujours gravés. Comme Mandela, Malcolm X ou Marcus Garvey. À cette allure, le continent ne peut que sombrer, car ces militants sont tous en train de crever.
Nous sommes des révolutionnaires. Malheur à ceux qui baillonnent leur peuple.
Faire du Burkina combattant, on le chantera.
Le gouvernement est là pour servir. Et non pour se servir, pour servir quelques puissants du jour ou de la veille. Le peuple aime la liberté. Pour que passe la liberté,
les détourneurs de la liberté ne doivent pas passer. En un mot, je voudrais vous dire que nous ne devons pas tenir le peuple en respect, mais réserver tout le respect au peuple. La liberté, ce n'est pas l'anarchie. Le peuple a droit à la liberté. Cette liberté ne doit pas se confondre avec la liberté pour les uns d'exploiter les autres, pour des profits illicites, la spéculation, les détournements ou les troqueries.
Avec le style, avec le fond, avec la forme, il s'empara, sans apparat. Le pouvoir qui met au départ, elle tentera, malgré les pièges qu'on lui brandira, de rendre sa dignité à l'opprimé, on le nommera. Père du Burkina, combattant, on le chantera.
Capitaine Noël Isidore, Thomas Sankara. Capitaine Noël Isidore, Thomas Sankara. Noël Isidore, Thomas Sankara.
Le militaire gère, visionnaire, révolutionnaire, révolutionnaire. J'ai plus de mots dans mon dictionnaire. Fils du peuple, pour le peuple, c'est un solidaire. Le vrai dignitaire, intègre, mais pas le sanguinaire. La veuve, l'orphelin, le pauvre, on doit au sourire. Le bonheur est à nous, par nous seuls, on peut le définir. Les puissants sont paniques, complotent, il faut le retenir. Sankara se pose et ose inventer l'avenir.
Capitaine Noël Isidore, Thomas Sankara. Capitaine Noël Isidore, Thomas Sankara. Noël Isidore, Thomas Sankara. Capitaine 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 Noël Isidore, Thomas Sankara.
Père du Burkina, combattant, on le chantera.
Je me retrouve un peu comme un cycliste qui grimpe une pente raide, qui a à gauche, à droite des précipices. Il est obligé de pédaler, de continuer de pédaler. Sinon, il tombe.
Président Thomas Sankara, Burkina Faso, digne représentant intègre du Faso. Président actuellement au cimetière, révolutionnaire abattu par un faux frère. C'est à date moins que repos ses os, aussi blanchis que ceux de Norbert Zongo. Ville impérialiste, triste, équilibriste, tacticien, politique, assassinat, méthodique. C'est le vieux nègre et la médaille, chez les vieux pères c'est la bagaille. Ils ne savent plus quoi dire, les enfants d'aujourd'hui n'ont plus de respect pour les citoyens que nous sommes. Mais où en sommes-nous? Car on nous somme de consommer et on nous somme d'accélérer. Comme on nous somme de m'exécuter. Les bêtes de somme que nous sommes se confondent à la tonne de misérables. Et les cloches sonnent pour la liberté. Et les cloches sonnent pour la dignité. Et les cloches sonnent.
Capitaine Noël Isidore, Thomas Sankara. 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 Capitaine Noël Isidore, Thomas Sankara.
Je voudrais simplement dire que nous devons accepter de vivre africain. C'est la seule façon de vivre libre et de vivre digne. Est-ce que vous êtes d'accord que nous maintenions dans notre administration des fonctionnaires pourris? Alors il faut les chasser. Nous les chasserons, nous les chasserons. Est-ce que vous êtes d'accord que nous maintenions dans notre armée des militaires pourris? Alors il faut les chasser. Nous les chasserons, nous les chasserons. Cela va nous coûter la vie peut-être. Mais nous sommes là pour prendre les risques. Nous sommes là pour oser. Et vous êtes là pour continuer la lutte, coûte que coûte.
La patrie ou la mort. Nous vaincrons, nous vaincrons, nous vaincrons.
Listening to Back in the USSR here on 93.3 FM CFRU. It's like my tribute to African revolutionary Thomas Sankara, the revolutionary leader of Burkina Faso, 2 days after what it would have been his 69th birthday on the 21st of 2019, had he lived, had he not been assassinated in 1987. Now, we heard two songs there, both of them by artists from Burkina Faso itself. And first we had Faso Combat featuring Alif Naba with the song Martyrs. And then we had DJ Awadi featuring Smokey from his album President d'Afrique with La Patrie ou la Mort, right? You know, once again, going back to the theme of Homeland or Death, We Will Win, which is one of the things which, the slogans which Thomas Sankara had, right, of fighting for the independence of his people against colonialism, right, against capitalism, against imperialism, and really against racism as well, you know, fighting for the self-determination of his people. And really, he stood in solidarity with people all over the world for this. He stood in solidarity with the Cuban Revolution, with the revolution in Nicaragua, you know, revolutions all over the, you know, all over the global South. And so I think it's fitting right now that I actually play Michael Parenti's talk, you know, short talk, you know, about 4 minutes long on the Cuban Revolution. Because a lot of the things he talks about here were also things experienced by people in Burkina Faso. You know, the social changes, the changes in the economic system, these kind of things. You know, they were experienced by people in Cuba. You know, the transformation of society after the revolution, they were experienced by people in Cuba, but they were also experienced in a similar way by people in Burkina Faso. You know, people who were getting education for the first time, getting access to healthcare for the first time, this kind of stuff. And the transforming impact that had on people's lives, I think he captures it very well. So please stay tuned to Back in the USSR.
You could look at any existing socialist country, if you don't want to call them socialists, call them whatever you want, post-capitalist, whatever, I don't care, call them camels, window shades, doesn't matter, as long as we know the countries we're talking about. You can look at any one of those countries, and you can evaluate them in several ways. One, comparing them to what they had before. And that, to me, is what's very compelling. That's what's so compelling about Cuba, for instance. When I was in Cuba, I was up in the Escambray, which is like the Appalachia of Cuba, very rugged mountains, the poor people, very poor, if they were. And I said to this campesino, I said, do you like Fidel? And he says, si, with all our souls. I remember his gesture, with all our souls. I said, why? And he pointed to this clinic right up there on the hill, which we had visited. He said, look at that. He said, before the revolution, we never saw a doctor. If someone was seriously ill, it would take 20 people to carry that person. Because you'd go day and night. It would take 2 days to get to the hospital. First, because it was far away, and second, because you couldn't go straight. You couldn't cross the latifundio lands. The boss would kill you. So you had to go like this. And often when we got to the hospital, the person might be dead by the time we got there. Now we have this clinic up here with a full-time doctor. And today, a doctor in Cuba, when you become a doctor, you've got to spend 2 years out in the country. That's your dedication to the people. And a dentist who comes one day a week. And for more serious things, we're not more than 20 minutes away from a larger hospital. That's in the Escambray. He said, that's freedom. We're freer today. We have more life. And I talked to a guy in Havana who says to me, before, all I used to see here in Havana, you call this drab and dull. We see it as a cleaner city. It's true. You got the paint is peeling off the walls, but you don't see kids begging in the streets anymore. And you don't see prostitutes. All we used to have was prostitutes. Prostitution used to be one of the biggest industries. And today, this man is going to night school. He said, I can read. Do you know what it means to be able to read? Do you know what it means to be able not to read? I remember when I gave my book to my father, I dedicated a book of mine, Power and the Powerless, to my father. I said, to my father with my love. Gave him a copy of the book. He opened it up, looked at that. He'd only gone to the seventh grade. He was a son of an immigrant, a working class Italian, and he opens the book and he starts looking through it and he gets misty-eyed, very misty-eyed. And I thought it's because he was so touched that his son had dedicated a book to him. That wasn't the reason. He looks up to me and says, I can't read this, kid. I said, that's okay, Dad, neither can the students. I mean, that's not something, I mean, don't worry about that. I wrote it for you, I mean, it's your book and you don't have to read it. You know, it's a very complicated book, academic book. See, I can't read this book. And he just, and the defeat that man felt, that's what illiteracy is about. That's what the joy of literacy programs is. That's why in Nicaragua you got people walking proud now for the first time. They were animals before. They weren't allowed to read. They weren't taught to read. So you compare a country to what it came from with all its imperfections, and those who demand instant perfection. The day after the revolution, they get up and say, are there civil liberties for the fascists? Are they going to be allowed to have their newspapers and their radio program? Are they going to be able to keep all their farms? The passion that some of our liberals feel. The day after the revolution, the passion and concern they feel for the fascists, the civil rights and civil liberties of those fascists who were dumping and destroying and murdering people before. Now the revolution has got to be perfect. It's got to be flawless. Well, that isn't my criteria. My criteria is what happens to those people who couldn't read. What happens to those babies that couldn't eat, that died of hunger? And there, that's why I support revolution. The revolution that feeds the children gets my support. Not blindly, not unqualifiedly. And the Reaganite government that tries to stop that kind of process, that tries to keep those people in poverty and illiteracy and hunger, that gets my undiluted animosity and opposition.
Presto, read the Communist Manifesto. Guerrillas in the mix, the Guevara and Manesto. So,
what a brother with an afro now.
Yo, go a blow for the Mac and we the hoes. So grow, cause the Lucian brothers might get hung. Rhetoric flowing from the tip of my mouth. Say tongue deficit.
Money spit.
Catch the glint.
Oh my nine, as they cut welfare 25%.
And I dissent as I clinch and raise my
we
fist.
We did away with that.
So you could get with this. It's a twist cause we'll overthrow like Kwame Nkrumah. Spread around the world as if it were a business rumor. Bam, cuts a record like a surgeon cuts a tumor from a brain.
We're all cooped up, so feel the pain.
From 400 years of exploitation, anesthesia provided by your local TV station. Patience is not a virtue.
I ain't waiting.
Turn the shit over like Bush did a boatload of hate. In a dog pound like a trap round with the situation.
Won't get no calluses,
cause we're spitting dialectical analysis. So how is this we never had no funk? Until you found out that our trunks are revolutionary, huh?
Chuck.
Bump you over like dominoes, rat.
So free Geronimo, you jack a prick.
Lyrics, hear it, lyric, can't get near it. Got a sample, didn't clear it. Point blank says, fuck 5-0, that's the spirit. Cheer it. Spat out the fact that I consumed, knew that I was doomed since my date of birth to be the wretched of the earth. Never had a dream that was American.
They go to like the Cherokee.
Disparaging.
But that ain't nothing new.
Told the streets where baby go, whoever paid that shit got minimum wage too. Exploited and they hung us. I'd like to take a moment to say fuck Columbus.
Millions off my back.
The black on black crisis is a myth. The crack that did the
what's
damage.
What's the one from the whip?
The record skip. The record skip. The record skip. The record skips cause my voice is kinda scratchy from yelling don't you when 5-0 comes to harass me. They never pass me, no one to go and tell, bro.
Trying to kill the movement with the new COINTELPRO, bro.
Leaders they kill, if I said it, it was granted them. They only see my back because I'm 3 steps ahead of them. We're not falling in the slot, just slated.
We realize that a foul is nickel plated.
Masses move as well as asses do. Class is through, our time is over, past us too.
And you still wanna know
the origin of the flow.
Oakland, California, 9-4-6-1-0.
Yeah,
the coup coming at you in
90
degrees.
Yeah, and we out, y'all.
Do you understand the metaphoric phrase? Do you understand the metaphoric phrase? Do you understand the metaphoric phrase? Do you understand? Do you understand?
practicing the back in the USSR here on 93.3 FM. That was the coup with Dig It. It's Boots Riley's band.